honey, you sure can taste that sugar.
That's right, baby. That's because it's sweet tea.
Hi, this is Tiffany the Last, and I'm outside the Tower Bar in San Diego with the Woggles. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Can you introduce yourselves, please?
Hammer. Flesh Hammer.
Dead Electro.
I'm the Mighty Man for the Professor of Rock and Roll.
Buzz Hagstrom on the bass.
This sound harkens back to the 60s, but is still relevant today. I was wondering, do you think the sounds of rock and roll will be timeless?
Yes, I do. I believe that Chuck Berry is just a Shakespeare of rock and roll. Yeah. And it speaks throughout the eons, from the past to the future.
I think it's more timeless now than it's ever been, because a couple of years ago, how many years ago, when we were touring with the Zombies, half the audience were teenage girls singing zombie songs, and they didn't consider it the music of their parents, the music of their grandparents. It was just music. I think the internet is certainly responsible for a lot of that. So,
but at the same time, as we move farther and farther away from the source, it's going to naturally become, you know, people are going to look at it through rose-tinted glasses. It's going to achieve a sort of a... It's going to be different for the way they experience it and the people that really live through it did.
And if someone's searching for that pure sound of rock and roll, what do you think that source is?
Well, you got to go to the water to drink, you know. You got to go to the original water to drink. The original recordings, I guess, would be the way to do it, you know. It's kind of nice because a lot of times we play with kids that are much younger than us that they don't quite have the preconceived ideas of a lot of the musical the stuff that we live through, you know, the 70s, the 80s, you know, and it seems easier to them to listen to the old records and draw inspiration from them than it is for us to go back and unlearn all the bad stuff we've had to listen to for 30 years.
Your current album is mostly instrumental. What inspired that change?
Well, it's a collection of instrumentals throughout the year, over the years. So that's just an aspect that we've always had, and this was a way to present them all together.
You've been saving them.
Oh yeah, we've been saving them. Yeah. That's right. And now we're cashing in.
Yeah. Back when they used to have record labels, they would just call that a contract filler.
I was wondering, at your shows, a lot of people come dressed up.
Speaking of the dressed up people,
yeah.
They're here. Here they come.
Fans arriving.
Yeah. Do you guys know of any dances that you've inspired?
Any specific? Well, the Kudzu Creep. That's a big one.
In the bright sunlight, you're gonna go to the beat. That's the way you gotta shake it to the Kudzu Creep.
Mule Lips, you and the Montague.
Mule Lips,
that was a craze, the Mule Lips, you and the Montague.
What the fuck? That guy floundering on stage that night was fairly inspired.
Yeah, that was a newer one, though. It's kind of an untitled work in progress. Yeah. I mean, flailing drunk guy, I mean, that's just not catchy, you know? We got to come up with something a little more pithy than that, yeah.
As well as the audience always being in their best, you guys are also. And I was just wondering, does the band have its own seamstress, or do you shop at vintage stores?
Well, we've done both of those things, as a matter of fact. And not tonight, I'm sorry to say, but tomorrow night we will unveil our latest stage outfits.
And what's the colors?
Well, I don't want to give anything away yet, but they're very, very nice. They're very nice. So a lot of buttons, a lot of brass.
And where will you be playing tomorrow night?
That will be in Los Angeles. It's a Haunted House of Go-Go Club night at the Bordello.
Oh, cool. Bordello. All right. I have one question about your satellite radio show.
Sure.
I read that you only spin vinyl. Is that true?
Well, I mean, it's ultimately it's delivered in a digital age. So yeah, I do play things that are originally on record, but by the time, I mean, they have to be processed in terms of, I mean, I've got to play the vinyl, but then it's got to be digitally put into files and then sent out and stuff. So in a sense, that's correct. The original source, let's say, is, yeah.
And is it your own record collection?
As I do pull things from my record collection, that's right.
Can you tell us how many you have?
How many records? Yeah. I have plenty of records. Yeah, I got plenty of records. Enough to keep me entertained, and anybody that's listening, sure.
And do you all have your own record collection, too?
Yeah, only mine's more of a junk collection than a record collection.
Any last words for your fans coming up?
Well, let's see. We're working on a new record. We just finished recording 4 songs last month, 2 of which will come out as a single probably the end of October. And we'll play in the Northeast next month and in October. And then we hope we'll be back in the studio in January. And we'll also play in Atlanta next month as well. And record a few more songs, as I said, in January, and try to finish up recording an album next June, and then we'll play shows from between then.
Stand by for lots of exciting Woggle things, all sorts of things, records, shows, strange interviews. What else?
You're covering the bases.
Furry toys, anything. I mean,
furry toys?
You name it, it's coming. You just got to be patient.
We can't wait. All right, and we're piratepods.com. Would you guys mind giving us your best pirate impression?
Avast, me hearties.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.